ओम शांति। 8 मई 2019 वेनसडे। द स्लोगन फ्रॉम टुडे साकार मुरली। इंस्टेड ऑफ वेस्टिंग टाइम इंस्टेंटली टेक अ डिसीजन एंड रिजॉल्व एवरीथिंग। इंस्टेड ऑफ वेस्टिंग टाइम इंस्टेंटली टेक अ डिसीजन एंड रिजॉल्व एवरीथिंग। Out of the 8 powers, one of the powers is power to decide, and everyone has to take decision in life, throughout the life, not just throughout the life, but we can say almost every day, every hour, every minute. It's all the play of decisions and how resolutely we take the decision, how firm we are in our decisions. So Baba is saying, don't waste time, just take any decision and resolve everything, rather than spending the whole life in thinking to be or not to be, to do or not to do. If there are two options, A and B, just take one option and forget that the other option ever existed, and be ready to suffer even the consequences that will arise from A, rather than always thinking of the option which you have not taken. You have taken A but always thinking of B. One has taken B but always thinking of A. So there is an instability in the mind. So Baba is saying, don't waste your time in all this. Just take any final decision and resolve things once and for all. So the important thing is how to take decisions. How to take decisions in life. There's the most important question, how to take decisions. What all things one should consider before taking any decision in life. That decision could be related to material life, like job, career, education. That could be related to marriage. That could be related to married life. That could be related to children. It could be anything. We have to keep on deciding throughout the life. Every person has to decide, even in spiritual life, regarding spiritual lifestyle, what time to get up, whether to go to class or not to go to class, whether to churn knowledge or not to churn knowledge, how much time to spend on eating, whether to go for a walk or not to go for a walk, whether to talk with someone or not to talk with someone, whether to behave in a particular manner with someone or not, whether regarding the awareness of time, what time to sleep, what time to get up, what to eat, what not to eat, what relationships to keep and what to give up, with whom to talk and with whom not to talk. So throughout the day, it's all filled with decisions. So what should we do when we take decisions? There are certain important decisions, there are certain minor decisions. Important decisions like where to stay, to be married or unmarried, in marriage to continue it or to break it. Important decisions are what to do with children. important decisions are relationships. Important decisions are about adopting spiritual lifestyle fully or continue as one is going on. Important decisions about intense effort or not, whether to do intense effort or to continue what is going on. So there are many, many important decisions in life. So whether it is an important decision or a minor decision or whatever, there are certain steps in taking decisions. And we had discussed this in one of the Hindi class, to be or not to be. To be or not to be is a famous statement by Hamlet, Shakespeare's Hamlet. When Hamlet's father dies suddenly, and he should become king after the death of his father, but his mother suddenly marries his uncle, the brother of his father, and the uncle becomes the king and is deprived of the kingdom. He doesn't understand what is all this happening, and once he is away somewhere, he sees the ghost of his father in front of him and is afraid. But then the ghost tells him that I have been murdered and your mother is involved in that. So he's filled. He doesn't believe this because his mother loves him so much. But yes, he wants to know the truth. So he comes back and he observes the behavior of his uncle and mother and now his stepfather. And then he decides to find the truth because he wants to take the revenge. And in the course of the revenge, he decides to act like a madman so that people should not doubt him. So he behaves like a madman and let people think that he is in love with some girl, and in her love he has become mad. And then he enacts one play in the palace. And in that play, in that drama, he plays the same drama. That there was a king, there was a queen, and the queen, with the help of some other person, the brother of the king, plots to kill the king, and the king dies, and the same drama. And he wants to see the effect of the drama on his stepfather. So when his stepfather sees the drama, he gets so disturbed and he just walks away. And he comes to the conclusion that this is a plot against my father, and my father has told me to take revenge. So he goes to his mother, and while he is talking with his mother, there is somebody, one courtier, one person, the elderly person of the palace, is standing behind the curtain. He feels that it is the stepfather. So he takes the dagger and kills that person. And he finds out, oh, it is Polonius, not his stepfather. So the first person is killed. Then his stepfather understands that he is doubting. So he decides to kill Hamlet. And that's why Hamlet is sent to England. And he plots that some robber should loot him in between and kill him. But then again something else happens. He gets to know the truth. And the robbers are killed instead of Hamlet. Hamlet comes back, and the person who was killed by Hamlet, who was standing behind the curtain, his daughter, with whom he was in love, and he made people believe that he is mad after her. Her brother gets to know that Hamlet has killed his father, so he comes and fights with Hamlet, and there is a fight between Hamlet and the brother of the lover of Hamlet. And what the king does, he puts poison in that arrow, so that brother kills Hamlet. And Hamlet, while killing, before being died, kills the king. And the queen gets to know about it, and she drinks poison. So it's a tragedy. everybody dies. In the drama, this is the longest drama of Shakespeare. And a lot of Hindi movies and English movies and multiple things are made on this with some alteration. So basic drama is this. So throughout the drama, Hamlet is confused. To be or not to be. To be or not to be. To be or not to be. Should I kill or not kill? Should I do or not do? So this is, Hamlet is a stage of indecision. Whether I should do it or not do it. So there was a Hindi class which was taken on this. I don't want to repeat much of it, but there are a few points. There are about 16 points we had discussed about taking decisions in life. The first was, get as much information as possible. Whenever you have to take any decision in life, gather information, suchna. All, otherwise it should not happen that you don't know anything and you have taken decision and you have to repent. So gather information. Everything. Suppose one has to take, one has to decide, one has to become a doctor or engineer. So he has to gather information about everything first of all. Because most of the time in career, a person is faced with this problem, whether what he should take, commerce or arts, medical or engineering, or to give up studies and come to Madhuban. Forget all these things. So BK youths have all this, whether to do IAS, to become collector and then do Baba's service, or to give up all this and to get surrendered in Madhuban. So they are always in the dilemma. They don't understand what to do. So this dilemma, one has to get out. First of all, gather all the information whenever you have to take any decision. Then list all options. What are all the options available? Whether to go to Madhuban or to stay. Whether to do part-time job or full-time job. If I do full-time job, will I be able to pay attention to my children? If I do part-time job, will I be able to pay attention to my children? So this is a decision, very important decision, especially for mothers. So list all the options. Then third thing is benefits and advantages and disadvantages, or both. I am taking this decision of doing part-time job. So what are the advantages? Okay, I get more time for Gyan Yoga. I can pay attention to children. But then I have less money. I have less job satisfaction. Because earlier my decision, from my childhood I used to dream that I want to work and earn money. So I am getting less money because of part-time job. So list advantages, disadvantages. Anything. Staying in Madhuban, staying outside. Staying in Madhuban, what are the advantages? And staying outside, what are the advantages? There are advantages and disadvantages at both places. Here you may not have physical disadvantages. Everything is there for food and clothes and everything. But then there are mental stress. Outside, you are free, but then you have a lot of problem regarding washing clothes, your job, everyday travel, and many other things, food. So, always advantages, disadvantages. This is the third thing. Then, fears. What are your fears? Deep fears in the mind before taking decisions. I want to decide, but what are the fears regarding it? Then next is identify the worst case scenario. At the worst, what is going to happen? If I decide to do job, full-time job, worst, what is going to happen? I'll get very busy. I will have no time. And my children may get into wrong company. Anything can happen. So even know that. What is the worst that is possible with this decision? A relationship may get broken. And then next is sixth. Identify impulse and intelligent decision, just doing without thinking or after. So taking all decisions after a lot of thinking. So decision has to be intelligent, not impulsive. And then whether the decision you are taking, is it permanent or temporary? Permanent decision, that I decide, like people decide that they will remain unmarried and they will remain Brahma Kumar. But there is a limit. They say after some time we will decide if we have to enter the household. So permanent decision or temporary decision. So that is also there. Then think about who will get affected by this decision. People, family members, I myself. Who are the people who will get affected? The next is think about future. This is the decision. What is the result? What is the effect on future? And then there is something known as 5-Y techniques. 5-Y means why. Q. I have taken this why. Okay, this is the reason. This is happening, why? Second time, why? Third time, why? Fourth time, why? Fifth time, why? Five time, ask yourself why. I am taking decision to stay in Madhuban. Why? This. Why this? Then why? 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 Five times, explore. I am deciding to do part-time job. Why? Because I want to pay attention to my home. Why I want to pay attention? Because if I don't pay attention, such a thing will happen. Why I want to give more attention to children? Because they will get spoiled. Why they will get spoiled? Because they will go in bad company. Why they will go in bad company? Because I will be busy and nobody is looking after them. So this is known as why. Five whys. And then advise yourself as a friend. As if advise your own self as a friend. And then something known as devil's advocate. Just as somebody is talking against you, some judge is there, some lawyer is there, is talking against you. So, and become imaginary person and talk against your own decisions. That is known as playing devil's advocate. Know your instincts and have backup plan. If the decision fails, you should have some backup. If the person who is given homework doesn't come, there should be a backup. So in the similar manner, here also, there should be a backup. If you have taken any decision and decision has failed, so you should have some backup. So these are the important steps in taking decisions. So whenever you have any decision to take in life, go in silence for some time, go in solitude, think of it. Give yourself some time, reflect on it deeply, and then take the decision, rather than taking any impulsive decision and then repenting for it the whole life. In this recent Gyanamrita, there has come one article. A person is writing from jail. He said that he used to live in some village, and then he came to the city, and he wanted to earn a lot of money, but he went in bad company and got addicted to so many things. And then family thought, let him get married. He got married and he started beating his wife every day and drinking every day. And then one day his wife committed suicide. She burnt herself. And all the blame came on him and he was sentenced to life imprisonment. So in the jail, he was just repenting. And then one day some Brahma Kumari came and giving courses. And then he got enlightened. Oh. And he... Now he is still in the jail and he is happy there now, because he is doing Gyan, Yoga, meditation and everything he is doing. The article is written while staying in jail only. This April's article. Two persons like this have come. They both are in jail at present. But because of their good behavior, they are getting some parole, go out. And when he went out on leave from jail for 1 month, then he went to the center for the first time and Baba and all those things. Now he is saying that you can get Baba's Gyan, you need not to come in jail like me. Stay where you are, you will get Baba's Gyan. So there are people who have taken wrong decisions in life and they keep on suffering the whole time. Two such persons have come who have taken wrong decision. One's wife died, another did such a crime that he is sentenced to 30 years jail. Right now he is in jail. But doing Gyan Yoga, writing articles for Gyanamrita. శాంతి.